At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
So, Sober Buzz is not just for people that with addiction problems. I wanted to create a community where people that have loved ones that have addiction or alcohol problems can go as well and get information and support, and a place where they can direct their loved ones. For the resources that we have or in the community that we're building, and quite frankly, the community that we're building, it's I'm amazed and. I didn't think we'd be doing this 2 months ago.
Right.
Podcast. We got like 21,000 followers on Instagram, and we've done press releases and had articles written about us on 6 continents.
That's right.
In at least 2 languages. Like when we started this, it was more of just kind of a hobby, I guess to call it. Like it was something
just
like
to
give back a little.
Like
it felt good. Putting out a positive messages and
you're just kind of having fun with it.
Yeah, we're sober now. We want to tell our story to help other people.
Right.
And then it blossomed right away.
Right.
I mean, like literally in the first week, we're getting hundreds of people and quickly hit 1,000 and then 2,500, 10,000.
That's right.
And then we started being contacted by. Marketing agencies and stuff, and it's been quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And so that just proves to me that even though we weren't expecting this to happen, there was no business plan.
No. No, there was not.
Something that needs to be done because this is growing into something. But
picture this man kind of sitting around in his gym shorts and sitting on the couch, just on his phone.
getting up in the middle of the night, seeing if anyone from Australia has asked a question.
Right.
Or something, it's just amazing. And that even makes me want to do this even more because there's a need for it. There's other things like this out there. I don't think there can be too much.
Not when it comes to addiction. It is, unfortunately, there's a stigma around it still.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have labeled myself an addict until rehab a year ago, okay? Like, addicts are people who just, live behind dumpsters with needles up their arms, right? But no. They're not. I was an addict. It's crazy how many people in this world truly suffer from addiction and can go most of their lives hiding it up until, that final point in which it becomes too much and life crumbles down and they need help. They need support. And they're... At first, when you really realize you need that support, it is hard to figure out where to turn to. And, something like this, when you started talking about doing this, I just thought it was genius. Absolute genius because, even moms at home are, on Instagram looking up, random stuff as they're scrolling, doom scrolling throughout the day, or as other men are out there doom scrolling at work trying to avoid what they're doing. I don't know, but it has become this platform that people are reaching out from all over the world and are like, hey, thanks for doing this.
The U.S. is not even number one. Oh, Turkey's number one.
It's not.
And, you know, Jordan is number three.
Right.
South Africa, France.
Right.
Like, I'm not shocked about France because I have a lot of relationships there. But right. like these other places.
But not enough to pull out the percentage that is looking at the.
Yeah. Stuff. It's amazing.
Right. It is.
We're just not. Well, at first we were just an Instagram page.
Right.
But now we've added a podcast. And, you know, there's other ideas that we have to, you know, even make the community even more cohesive. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's just, it's giving me a purpose, you know. I think that's why I wanted to do this in the beginning. I just thought my purpose would be, just kind of my little corner over here. It would affect a few people, but, you know,
Taking
a lot.
Like I said, as I was introducing myself, you know, for most of my adult life, being a mom of four, like you lose yourself in that kind of work, being a mom. And I think a lot of moms could attest to that. And, you know, having this underlying addiction that nobody knew about, no one really knew what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I lost my purpose. I really, really struggled with what could that possibly be? And it was something I thought about a lot, as I was growing up with my kids, as they're, you know, mostly grown now, I really struggled with that. And now as we are sitting here and doing this type of work, I feel like I found that.
Yeah.
I finally feel like I found that purpose. And for any addict, as I'm sure so many of you could attest to, finding that purpose in life is so life-saving, right? Because it gives you that reason behind why you're even living in the first place, why you want to continue going, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've had a successful career. It didn't fill me. It didn't. I didn't feel like it was purposeful.
Right.
It served a purpose.
Right. You made money. You supported your family.
Yeah. It. At the end of the day, did I like what I was doing? It was interesting, but like this, it's a different feeling. This is like
it's fulfilling.
Yeah. It doesn't feel. This doesn't feel like I have to do it.
Right.
This doesn't feel like I need to. Produce, right? This is just natural. Like I would talk to somebody, what we're talking about now, I would talk to a stranger on the street about.
Right.
This is just,
absolutely.
This is just like life now. I always heard people say, you gotta love what you do. Like, I'm like, okay.
I hated that sentence.
What does that even mean?
I hated that sentence.
Because yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
like, and if you don't love what you do, then you really haven't found your purpose. That left me so lost for so long.
Well, I can say that I never
not like I didn't
loved what I did.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like I didn't love being a mom. Like my children are great. Love you, kids. But like, and one day you'll understand. As a parent, you do start to lose that sense of self, and to find that purpose is, you know, it is life-saving. It has been life-saving for me. So for me to feel like I'm giving back to a community has been incredibly rewarding. And I just want that community to be able to have a safe space where they can come and they can truly feel like they are a part of something worthwhile, that they can feel like they've come home in a sense. And you know, if they're having a bad day, hop on our Instagram. I put up pretty pictures and sometimes some cute little sayings with it.
I put up some interesting things that it's just not as pretty.
Not pretty at all.
We've had people reach out to us that literally have told us they're alone. They have nobody.
Right.
Somebody unfortunately was in an overdose situation. Like we were able to help.
Yeah.
So, like, if we weren't available, And I, you know,
I hate to think of what would have happened.
Yeah, timing all worked out perfectly.
Right.
I mean,
I really can't
explain it, but we were just fortunate to be able to do that. And like, I can tell you nothing I've done in the business world, building, I did large utility scale solar projects, you know, you've seen them.
Yeah. Like they are very impressive.
They're massive. They're on thousands of acres, but like, I can't say like any of those, like gave me the feeling. Yeah. I'm angry at the person because she was like lying to us where she was at, but irregardless, I'm so thankful that she
we
made
found
it.
Her.
We found her. Everything was fine. You know, and I get like why she didn't want us to find her. I'm a stubborn SOB too, especially when I'm when I'm using. Like just the
oh the, sometimes
to, I mean
not here, when you're using.
Well, I mean, look in the mirror. But yeah, I mean, when we found out the paramedics got there, and they told us, you know, like literally like within minutes, it would have been a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Like.
Huge sense of relief.
And just that feel, I can't describe the feeling, but it was like, this was important.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Hugely.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's life really was at stake.
I don't know what the words are, but that was purpose for me.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And better purpose is there.
And I just think, like, you know, we don't even know who we could be helping. And what they're going
absolutely.
Through. I just know the people that are telling us we're helping them. And I'm sure it's multiples of that are being, you know, we're giving them a little hope. And there was times that I had no hope and people did that for me. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are definitely times I had no hope and there were people around that saved my life. So.
No, I mean, we have nothing better to do, and this is purpose for me. I mean, this is.
So why now? Yeah. Why is it so important to do now?
So, I mean, I'll be honest. I got out of rehab. We both got out of rehab last fall.
Right.
And.
He came and picked me up from my rehab. Isn't that sweet?
I did. Long story, but I came. Flew up for the day, quick in and out.
Yeah.
You know, we hadn't seen each other for a little over 90 days. It was a long time.
It was torture.
Though she did sleep with me in rehab, but we had a shirt with our picture on it that she put over a pillow.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Right, that's right. There's that was a cute shirt. He had it made, had our faces on it.
Right.
So he got to sleep with me every night.
My kids loved it.
Yeah.
Not. They're like, what the hell? Come on.
What is this?
But why now? Yeah. So I knew I needed to do something. You know, I just couldn't sit around and, you know, on the couch all day.
You were getting rather bored.
Yeah, like I only can water the plant so often, you know.
Yeah.
It made me get rid of my minors. So like in February, January, I started, I got back involved a little bit in the energy industry. I'm doing a few things there.
Right.
But like I kept thinking like the Sober Buzz, and I actually came up with the name before that. Like,
yeah.
Because I knew you could have like, instead of .com, Buzz.
Right.
And then, you know,
so clever. Great.
Hey, anyways, yeah, it was pretty clever. But I thought, like, at first, like, why don't we have, like, the cryptocurrency token?
Right.
As a way to connect the community and use the blockchain for voting and things like that. You know, not an investment type thing, but a management type thing, you know, for like, the content we would put out. And it's not like a podcast it crossed my mind, but not like doing it this soon. And as, you know, February turned into March, you know, I was up and I made a logo one day.
Yes.
And then I said,
"She was
I said, look at this.
All night long.
Well, and I'm like,
this man doesn't sleep.
Well, I made a logo one day and then, I don't know, shortly thereafter, I went and got the website, the domain name, sober.buzz. And.
Right.
And then, like, you know, one time when I got up because I couldn't sleep, and I put up a website, And it got the Instagram handle, the Twitter handle, or X, whatever, and Facebook, and then just started we started posting stuff. You can see the initial posts aren't very pretty because I did them. once Heidi was like, yeah, I can make some stuff for you. And that's kind of how it started. Like, she was just like, all right. And then she started liking
It was more like, wow, would you like me to do that for you?
Like, oh my God, I hope one of my friends doesn't see this. It's so embarrassing. But, it just was the right time for me.
Right.
Maybe you weren't like, you didn't see the vision, maybe like that. It's hard to explain, and like I didn't. It's not like I had a business plan, but like within a few weeks, you're like you're churning out stuff. Like, I'm like posting stuff like every couple hours.
Yeah.
And it became fun to sitting on the couch doing that together,
and it became something fun for us to actually do together.
And, like, we're talking about what people are saying and. Yeah. How popular certain things are, and your daughter even posted something that was turned out to be very popular.
That's right.
You know, I think timing. There's always a need. There's this problem's not going away.
Right.
The world's the world's always in an interesting, complicated place, but like it's in a complicated place now.
Very.
What's going on in Iran with Israel and what the U.S. has done. I mean, crazy. Number three on our list is Jordan.
Right.
For followers.
Right.
If you told me that, like, Josh, you're going to have a Instagram page and, you're going to have 8% or 9% or whatever it is are going to be from Jordan.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I mean, Jordan's a tiny country. Like, how is that?
How's that possible?
Yeah, how's that possible, right?
Right.
Like, but those planes are flying over. Bombs are going over, and
that's plenty of reason to drink.
Yeah, and obviously,
or use.
You think Muslim country, they're not going to. But I haven't been to Jordan, but obviously, there's a drinking problem there. Or it's everywhere.
I think regardless of religion or anything like that, there's always going to be addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't. Addiction doesn't discriminate.
So it's opened my eyes. I'll tell you that. Like, it's opened my eyes that like if a country in the Middle East is our number three on our list, this problem is everywhere.
Absolutely.
And we are somehow making connections everywhere with our message. So why not now? I don't think it'd be coming together like it has if now wasn't the right time.
That's right.
Sometimes some things you can't explain.
Very true.
You know?
Very true. Well, thanks, Josh.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciated being able to, interview you and embarrass you a little today.
I hope to see you around.
If you're lucky.
We'll bump into each other somewhere.
Maybe.
Thank you, Heidi, for interviewing me.
Yeah.
Now,
happy sober birthday once again.
Appreciate that. Happy sober birthday to you too.
Independence Day.
Sobriety Independence Day.
Yeah.
Now, I failed to mention this, but since I'm in charge, like, you're going to have a turn of me interviewing you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but you went pretty soft on me, so.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us.
Yeah. Yep.
Keep spreading the good buzz.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.